Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. My show today, I'm doing some self-help stuff because it is sorely needed. My show title today, Your Destiny Begins with Your Plan or Your Failure to Plan. As in the words of Frederick Douglass, your destiny is in your hands. Not mine, not the president's, not your spouse, not your children, not your parents, not your bosses, not your teacher, not your preacher. Your destiny is in your own hands. Today is Monday, March 28, 2016. It is 4:30 p.m. Central Time. You can call in 3417-6838. I Love Politics show, and I'm your host. I'm B. I like to say B Says, because this is what this show is about. B Says, and B Says, your destiny begins with your plan or your failure to plan. Keep that in mind. And according to Frederick Douglass, he says, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And that's what I'm talking to you about, self-help. Parents, it is your responsibility to build strong children. Parents' responsibility is to build strong children. Society's responsibility is to build strong children. Because, as Frederick Douglass said, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. Well, America today, the America that I see, is experiencing all kinds and all colors of broken men for various reasons. One reason being, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's scripture. And as for me, I'm doing it my parents' way. And my parents' way was God first, then others, and then self. That includes your country. That means you have not left anyone out. That means we all prosper according to our works. That means we all feel a responsibility toward one another. So parents, things. That's what it's about. How you think as you raise your children, what actions your children undergo, this becomes things in the lives of your children. And you build your children into adults. And so it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And in today's society, we have broken people. So with a thought and an idea, a light goes off. And that baby is born. You made a decision. First, to bring the child into the world. And now, you need to have thoughts and words of wisdom, and you need to be willing to watch and pray so that your plans become reality. Your idea turns into a plan, and then comes a plan that you got to put in action, and then the wheel is moving towards your thought. That reality, whatever it is that you see, however it is that you've decided to build strong children. The strength of America has, without a doubt, come not from the many, but from the few. The ones who marches to the beat of a different drummer. In America, oh, if only the many could come together for the good of all. But there is no such results in our history to show that to be fact. It's always a few who are willing to stand up and be ridiculed because they saw a way that few could see. It's like the one who can see the diamond in the rough and the one who's willing to give every effort until that true diamond in the rough comes through. Everyone doesn't see the diamond. Some just see a rock, just a rock, seeing no value to the rock. But others look at that rock and see a diamond. And this is how we do it with our children. And this is how society does it with our children. And when our society fails us, we end up with broken men. When parents fail us, we end up with broken men. And as those broken men and women grow older, their desires still can change. They can be the change. They can change their own destiny. Yes, maybe the parents' destiny, you look at it, you're heading in the same road your parents headed, and you decide, not the right path for me. You can change it. Your destiny is in your hands. You have an idea. You need a plan to see it become reality. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Nothing difficult about it. An idea, a plan, actions make it reality. And that's what's not happening today in America. We see people today who don't have the courage to take a risk, to change their own destiny, to change the destiny of their children, to change the destiny of their grandchildren. Our life successes begin with us. Our successes in our lives begin with us. According to Scripture, the Lord cometh so that we might have life more abundantly. Not some, not a few. We, it is ours to claim. And if we're going to claim it, we need the idea. We need the plans. We need to put those plans into action. And we need to see it become reality. And we can do it. We can change our destiny. Your destiny begins with your plan of failure to plan. There's no such thing as you're too old. It is no such thing as you're black and that won't happen for a black person. It is no such thing as, well, I'm not documented and therefore I won't have that opportunity. There is no such thing as my life as a gay person limits what I can do. There is no such thing in America today. It's in your mind. It's your limitations. But believe me, people in every area have gone before you and fought for their destiny and was able to claim successes, whether they're in the LGBT community, whether they're in the black community, whether they are undocumented immigrants in America, whether they are old people, whether they never graduated high school. There is no limit except for the limit that you put on yourself. Everything in America is about praise, politics, and productivity. Those are the three areas that you must plan to conquer. That's what I do. I do praise, I do politics, I do productivity. I reach my goals. I reach goals and leave people in the dust who were sitting there when I got there, and I leave them there. because they had no faith in their own abilities. And I have always had faith in my abilities. I learned that a long time ago. I started my first business when I was, I would say, 6 years old. I learned that when I used to go with my brothers and they would sell papers, I learned that the little girl that's standing there could sell more papers than the little boy. And so I started getting the papers and selling them faster than they were selling them. And then I started making sure I get a cut out of it. I didn't do it all at once. I planned it. I wasn't even in double digits. I wasn't even 10 years old. I'll never forget it. We would go to shoe shine parlors and on corners at night, where on Friday nights when people had money, and we would stand there and sell those papers. I never will forget it. I learned. I learned to read expressions. I learned to accept no, because I know for every no that I got, I was going to go to enough yeses to sell every paper I had, and that's all I was interested in. And I went from selling papers to making things and selling them to people. I made candy baskets. I made wreaths to go on doors during Christmas holidays. I just found something to make to see if I could sell it. And I made money. Your destiny begins with your plans. Or your failure to plan. It's the way America, that's the way America prospered and become the greatest country on earth and become the country that more people do everything possible to get to than any other country. Because they know if they can get here, they can, their destiny, they bring with them, and they know based on the resources that's available in America with a plan, they can do it. And they do it every day. And Americans have got to learn to take advantage themselves too of what's right here for them. I know how. Because scripture tells me that the Lord cometh so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I believe in scripture. I believe the woes in this land will always be with us. And I believe that it is by choice that we become part of the woes, or that we seek ways to relieve our surroundings of those woes. It's up to us to either accept it or reject it by our ideas, by our plans, by our actions. We have not because we ask not. This is scripture. We fail to assure we have in place that which we need to achieve successes. You got to put in place what you need. You got to sit down and figure out what you need. And then you got to start with where you are. Don't say, I need to have a doctor's degree before I can make money. Because the odds are you're not going to make money if you got to wait till then to make money. So you start with where you are, and you begin to earn money. If you have to work with someone else for someone else to earn money, or if you work with someone else to earn money, or if you work by yourself to earn money, you find out how to earn money based on what things it is that you want to do. We fail to assure we have in place that which we need to achieve our successes. That's why people are not successful. They don't evaluate what their needs are. They don't look at what they got and what they need. They don't look at how they can get what they want. We have to plan and move forward. And if we fail to plan and we find ourselves bitter and living the plans of others one day, we only have ourselves to blame. Can't blame nobody else. That's what I say right now when I look at Bernie Sanders. This is an old man, a 74-year-old man, who have let life pass him by, and he's bitter. He did not take the risk when he should have taken the risk. He did not spend these 74 years growing growing by networking and working with others and helping to solve problems. He set and said no to everything that come along. It's only one reason that a man would do that, or a woman, and that's because they fear taking a risk. And now he sees 74 years behind him and not that many in front of him. And he thinks he can make up for what he didn't do for 74 years. His history tells us he didn't do enough. His education tells us he didn't do enough. His environment tells us he didn't do enough. Yeah, he made good money compared to a whole heap of us, but he could have done more, because if you can make minimum wage today, you should not be making minimum wage 10 years from now. If you go into a job making $100,000 a year, you should not be making $200,000 a year 30 years later. That's not success. That's sitting and waiting for something to happen. If you've been working for minimum wage for 10 years, that's not success. That's sitting and waiting for something to happen. You have no plan. Or if you have a plan, you failed to plan it. You didn't do anything about your plan. You didn't want to take the risk. You didn't evaluate where you are to get to where you needed to be. Look at yourself and ask what things must be done for success. Your destiny begins with your plan. All your failure to plan, because you're going to end up somewhere. But you won't own, you will not be able to blame anyone other than you. There are things people need if they want to reach successes in life. Transportation is important. Jobs, that's important. Job promotions, pay raises, living conditions, health, an employment portfolio. This is how you create your destiny. Never let transportation limit your ideas. I've known people who didn't have transportation, and for that reason, they didn't have a job. But when I sat and talked to those people, some of those people, what I would say is there anybody in your community? They say, yeah, sure. Do they work? Yeah. I say, okay. They work somewhere where there are companies, right? Yeah, so you don't have any transportation. Have you ever asked that person to let you ride with them a couple of days to where they work and ride back with you in the evening, with them in the evening, and then you get out of that vehicle where they drove to work and you hit those places or businesses and you ask for work? And that evening when it's time to go home, you be there at their place of business, because they're going to be tired and go out and they don't want to be waiting for you. That's a means to transportation if you have none. Because when you get that job, guess what you're going to do? You're going to offer that person to be paid to ride Dockers and Flowers with them to cut down on their gas costs. And you're going to offer them a nice penny so they'll want it. This is the way I talk to people, and this is what they were able to do. This is called job readiness, and it worked. I would say, do you have a bicycle? Okay, use it. How about your health? You in pretty good shape? Walk. You need something to happen? Make it happen. But don't ever let transportation limit your ideas. Cover your transportation needs. Where will you go? How will you get there? Will you need a vehicle? Will you need funds? Will you be networking with others? Will you be on a bicycle? Will you be walking? Will you be trying to work from home? Will you be selling stuff? If transportation is an issue, you do what you can do based on what you have. If you have no transportation, figure out how to get that transportation. There's ways. I'm just giving you a few. Jobs. People limit themselves when it comes to jobs, because jobs have become a negative these days in America. You get one job, and never again do you look for another job. ask people, they've been on a job 10 years, 15 years, and they're making the same that they were making when they started to work. The same job for some of these people. 1 year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, doing the same thing on the same job for the same pay. You got more experience now. You have more skills now. You have a resume now. You have a work history. You have a performance that you can lay out and say, I was always on time. I never missed days. I got promotions. I this, I that, whatever. But jobs have become a negative, and it's because of our think process. We don't think beyond getting that job. Once we get it, that's it. Job promotions don't even play a part anymore in the life of Americans. You have not because you ask not. From day one on the job, you should be working toward a promotion. That's what I always did, and I always got them too. I either got a promotion on the job I was on, or I went to another employer and got a promotion. Didn't matter how I got it. I was going to get it, and I got it. Pay raises, you have not because you ask not. From day one on the job, I always worked toward a raise after 30 days. That was my plan. 30 days, I'm asking for more money. I'm a different employee now. 90 days, I want more money. I'm a different employee now. 180 days, a year, oh, yeah, more money. I'm experienced now. Pay me, or I'll go elsewhere because I've been a good employee. I've been there. I've been willing to fill in. No job was not my job. Every job needed to be done, I would step up to the plate and help. Living conditions, another way people allow themselves to not be successful. Your destiny begins with your plans or your failure to plan. Now, living conditions, it's a son of a gun. How you live, look around you, can help or harm you daily, can help or harm your daily outlook, can stop you from progressing, can confuse your mind. Make your area the best possible, the best it could possibly be. No exceptions. Do the very best. And when you know this is the very best that you can do, you feel good. And when you feel good, you do good. And when you do good, good things start coming to you. So based on what bonds you have, what resources you have, what your physical limitations are, change your living conditions and watch your life change. Your health is important. Your health is a priority. The foods that you consume should be the right foods because they dictate your attitude. They dictate your body size. Consumption of foods that you push into you matters because it dictates your attitude. It dictates your body size. And then those other habits that goes into your mouth, work on them. It hinders your health. You have to limit the things that you do. If you drink, I'm not going to tell anybody that drinking is absolutely positively wrong. Abusing it is wrong, like abusing food is wrong. You can abuse anything that goes into your body if you're not careful, if you like control. Your health is important to you having a successful life, to having a job that you're glad about. The mental and physical exercise daily is a requirement for your health. You got to practice it. You got to do it. Start with 15 minutes mental and 15 minutes physical and keep working. Keep working. And when you're ready to get out there and you're looking, you need an employment portfolio, the way to your job of choice. All these things I've talked to you about is job readiness. And the portfolio is a collection of things that you need to share with a prospective employer to get that job. It's the way to your job of choice. You need 3 to 6 job titles that you know you qualify for based on your work experience. Go to myskillsmyfuture.org and find out what jobs you qualify for. And if you have questions about how to, reach me right here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. Send me a message on the message board. If you're not following me, you first must follow me, and then you send me the message. I'm on Twitter at B Says Politics. Now, your portfolio, make sure that you got a title page on it. Make sure that you include what's inside of that portfolio there. Make sure that you have copies of transcripts, certifications, degrees, accomplishments, business cards, anything you've created on your job or in your job search that will make you the right person for the job you seek. Go look up online, Google, what should a portfolio look like. Put one together. Use it. Remember, it's a part of your destiny. Your destiny begins with your plan or your failure to plan. There is no reason for you not to be successful, America. There is no reason for people to be angry and fighting at presidential rallies because they don't have a job. You don't get a job by fighting. You get a job through job readiness, preparing yourself to go out and seek a job. You get a promotion by, okay, if you're striking, fine. If you're protesting, fine. But you can also go to those employers one-on-one and ask for what you want. You have not because you ask not. You have to make things right for yourself. As a man think it, he is. Your thoughts become things. It is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And when I look at these people at these presidential rallies, I see broken people. And for me, they are broken. Now, maybe they will talk to act as they're acting. But remember, if you were taught to act in a heathenistic style, your destiny begins with you. So you can change that life path that you were raised to do. For me, I was raised God first, then others, and then self. I practiced that, and I haven't done half bad. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. And that means I do job readiness workshops, and I also help people start their own businesses. And I also just help people do their resumes. Whatever I can do, I do. And I do it at my cost, not cost to others, but at my cost, because I get a pleasure in helping others. And this is what I want people like Bernie Sanders to understand. There are people who donate money to causes because they want to see good things happen for other people.